Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 24th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 224 years ago, today in 1800, the Library of Congress was officially founded as U.S. President John Adams approved the $5,000 appropriated to acquire, quote, such books as may be necessary for the use of Congress. It eventually became the largest library in the world. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect a mix of old south-southwest swell leftovers and longer period energy from a new, similarly sized pulse on Wednesday with waist to stomach and occasional chest-high surf at average summer breaks and shoulder-high at good spots. Summer magnets of South County, San Diego push shoulder to head high. Lingering onshore flow is expected early, lightening mid-morning, before rebuilding in the afternoon. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking good and clean at 2 to 4 feet until 11. After that, it's looking pretty choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 1.5 foot incoming tide when the east-southeast swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 4 miles per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 4 feet at 10:30 a.m. with a 2 foot low tide at 3:30 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 58 degrees with 3 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:25 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:07. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle before 11 a.m. And it will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 64 and wind of 5 to 15 mile per hour with gusts as high as 20. Tonight, a chance of showers after 11 p.m. Also cloudy with a low around 56 and wind of 10 mile per hour with gusts as high as 20. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Looking ahead in the weather. This weekend looks pleasant, with partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Patchy fog is possible Sunday night. Thursday will be partly sunny, with a chance of morning showers and a high near 64. Also, breezy conditions are expected, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Thursday night and Friday will be mostly cloudy, with a slight chance of drizzle and highs in the mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Southern Californians can anticipate a 2-hour high-speed train journey to Las Vegas starting in 2028 as part of a $12 billion initiative by Brightline. This ambitious project promises to connect vibrant regions, reduce pollution, and herald the era of high-speed rail in the U.S. The federally subsidized electric rail system will span 218 miles, aiming to reduce annual carbon emissions by 800 million pounds. Brightline also envisions this route as America's first private high-speed rail service, significantly contrasting with other slower-progressing rail projects in the state. Now on to sports. Blaming referees for game outcomes is often seen as a poor excuse for performance issues, particularly highlighted by recent NBA games involving the Los Angeles Lakers and Philadelphia 76ers. And the excuses are piling up. The Lakers, facing off against the Denver Nuggets, cited refereeing decisions as significant in their narrow loss, despite multiple opportunities to secure the game. Such claims by teams often reflect frustration, but might undermine their focus and morale in ongoing competitions. This perspective was echoed by Lakers head coach Darvin Ham, emphasizing readiness to play regardless of refereeing. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Rockies 7-4. And the Clippers at home lost to the Mavericks in Game 2, 96-93. The series is now tied 1-1 and heads back to Dallas for Game 3 on Friday. Tonight, the Padres remain on the road in Colorado to take on the Rockies. And the Kings are on the road in Edmonton for Game 2 to skate with the Oilers. In top news, X, formerly known as Twitter, is set to launch a TV app for video content. Announced by CEO Linda Yaccarino, the app aims to deliver real-time, engaging content on smart TVs, featuring an interface similar to YouTube's. It will include a trending video algorithm to curate popular content and AI-powered topics for video organization. Additionally, the app will support cross-device viewing, allowing seamless transitions from smartphones to TVs. While no specific release date was provided, Yaccarino indicated that the app would be available soon on most smart TVs. This move is part of a broader strategy to transform the platform into a free speech, video-first media outlet. In business news, Oracle is relocating its headquarters to Nashville, Tennessee, a strategic move aimed at enhancing its integration with the healthcare industry. Announced by CEO Larry Ellison during a live-streamed event, the decision aligns with the company's significant investment in healthcare, including the nearly $30 billion acquisition of Cerner in 2021. Nashville, a burgeoning hub for healthcare, offers Oracle proximity to key industry players. This relocation marks another significant shift for Oracle, which moved its headquarters from California to Austin in 2020 as part of a strategy to adopt a more flexible workforce approach. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $67,000. Ethereum is just over $3,200. And Solana is $158. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have developed a new model to explain the mysterious heart-shaped feature on Pluto, known as Tombaugh Regio. This model suggests that an impact from a celestial object, possibly up to 400 miles in diameter, hit Pluto's icy surface, creating the Sputnik Planitia Basin. The impact, involving a mixture of ice and rock, left a permanent indentation due to Pluto's extremely cold temperatures, which prevent the ice from melting. This research, leveraging advanced simulation tools and data from the 2015 New Horizons mission, offers significant insights into Pluto's geology and its dynamic processes beneath the surface. Entertainment news. Quentin Tarantino's much-anticipated 10th film, The Movie Critic, was poised to be a grand farewell, blending elements from his cinematic universe. This final project was envisioned as a Tarantino goodbye metaverse, potentially including characters and stars from his previous films. At one point, the film even flirted with being a spin-off of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, featuring Brad Pitt's character, Cliff Booth. However, despite various rewrites and casting rumors, including potential involvement from Tom Cruise and Olivia Wilde, the project remains uncertain. Tarantino's creative exploration may lead The Movie Critic to join his list of unrealized projects, leaving fans to wonder what could have been in this ultimate Tarantino crossover. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Elon Musk. And the CEO of Twitter said, "Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy. And Twitter is the digital town square, where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.